In my earlier video, I've already shared the overview of the Draft Master Plan 2025 that was recently released by URA. In today's video, I'll be sharing with you 5 possible locations where you can possibly make your next pot of gold. They are Bishan Sharp Regional Center, Bukit Timah Turf City, Dover Medway, Bayshore area, and not forgetting, near the upcoming MRT station. Here, without further ado, let's go into the details. Firstly, I'll place my bet in Bishan. In the DMP 2025, Bishan Sharp Regional Center, for example, will undergo rejuvenation with the introduction of new workplace, amenities, and pedestrian-friendly streets. Agencies are studying the potential of transforming Bishan Place into a landscape pedestrian mall, as well as plans for a new polyclinic and potential hawker center that could be integrated with an upgraded bus interchange. In addition, a few government agencies are currently exploring the feasibility of relocating their office here to jumpstart the development of this business node. This means Bishan will gradually transform itself into a commercial center. With more commercial building, a possible integrated development with residential component, Bishan will once again become a highly sought-after housing estate for many young families. Here, what does it mean for property prices? Only one way up due to a limited supply of private properties and HDB flats. If you don't believe in me, Bishan aging 99 years old condo are still holding up pretty well. Next, let's head over to Bukit Timah Turf City. The master plan for this place has been well established. We can observe that the future Turf City MRT station will form the backbone of the entire development. This will be surrounded by commercial development at a conserved grandstands. There will also be a bus interchange within the estate that is integrated with retail offering, sports facilities, healthcare, and even schools. The rest of the site are zoned with a residential plot ratio of 1.2 to as high as 4.0. For those that are eyeing HDB BTO flats in this area, whether they are plus or prime, I think this is a no-brainer. Confirm what? As for the upcoming private condos in this area, it wouldn't be cheap. Most recently, a state tender along Dunyan Road has attracted 9 bidders. Fraser Property, Sikisu House, and CSC Land submitted a top bid of 1,410 per square feet per plot ratio. The future selling price could be likely around 3,000 per square feet. This will set the tone for the price of the rest of this area. Here, if you are not prepared to pay such a price for the 99 years condo, then let me share with you some lowbangs. You can always consider those freehold ones along Bukit Timah Road. They are currently going at slightly above 2,000 plus per square feet. I think they are still fairly decent buy, but be prepared to stay in an old condo setting with the usual maintenance issue that come with aging properties. Else, you can always go for those older 99 years condo like Duchess Crest at below 2,000 per square feet. I think they can make very comfortable family home. In short, buy and wait, and don't wait to buy. If you are those that really want to play it safe, then I can recommend you to invest in this area, Dover Medway. This is a new housing estate in between Dover Road and AYE. The location is a thriving knowledge hub, home to leading info communication, technology, media and biomedical company, as well as Institute of Higher Learning. In the DMP 2025, this place has been rezoned with residential plot of various plot ratio. I'm very sure the authority will put up parcel of land for sale in the first half of 2026 to kickstart the rejuvenation of this area. There are easily 7 to 8 parcel of land in this area. I think they will likely be used for private housing. So, where are the property lowbangs? Needless to say, as of now, it will be the resale property in this area. One good example is Heritage View, a 99 years old condo with a balance lease of 70 years. The average selling price is currently at 1,500 to 1,600 per square feet. I'm very sure most of you will surely say, Alan, you KCLR, ask me to buy old condo to make money. Everyone say only buy new one can make more money. Buy old one, how to make money? Really? Let me plug some numbers for you. Here, assuming you miss out on the fully sold 1 Eden in 1 North during launch day. Back then, you were selling at 1988 PSF. Today, they are doing 2,376 per square feet, or the 20% profit margin to date. Not too bad, right? Correct. However, let's take a look at the older Heritage View. has outperformed by 24% during the same period. Are you surprised? Don't say old horse cannot run. As for the freehold, the Marbella and nearby Mount Sinai, it has done 26% over the same duration. Are you all surprised? Hence, do you get an idea? No doubt, I think the next hotspot will be in the Bayshore area, especially after the award of the Bayshore State Tender. Based on the break-even cost of 2343 PSF, the future selling price will likely be 3,000 per square feet. What does this mean to condo prices in the East Coast area? Obviously, they will all move up. Whether you like it or not, from freehold to leasehold one. If you want to have a first mover advantage, you can consider planting yourself in any of the resale condo nearby and just wait for this condo to be launched in the next 12 to 15 months. Remember, a rising tide raises all boats. I'm very sure the future launch in the East will push up market valuation for nearby surrounding condo. This has already happened to previous launch in the Siglap area. Stay tuned to my upcoming videos. I'm very sure you will all be very surprised. For those that stay until the end, let me share with you another lobang. If you want to play it safe, just buy near any upcoming MRT station will do. LTA has over the years announced future MRT lines and new extension. A train station will improve accessibility. This will help to push up valuation for properties around these stations. If you don't have the budget to buy a condo, no worry. Just commit to a HDB flat near this upcoming train station. I see a lot of potential in the upcoming MRT lines. As Singapore moves towards a car-lit city, having close proximity to MRT station is essential for both commuters and homeowners. That's all. Hope you enjoy this simple sharing.